Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's an excellent idea to do any particular day, but certainly today, for no particular reason, is a great time to call. Basically, the best time to call is at the beginning of the hour, because it gives you the max amount of time with me and the minimum amount of time on hold. And I don't know about you, but being put on hold is not one of my favorite things. I did my usual Doug Steffen interview thing early this morning. Oh, love getting up really early. Not so much. And today he wanted to talk with me about people who ignore you. And I said, well, I think people get ignored for a limited number of reasons. One, somebody might ignore you because they have no interest in you, right? They may have no interest in what you have to say, which is kind of a subset. But sometimes people will ignore you because it's not that they're not interested in you, and it's not that they're not interested in what you have to say, but you talk too much. And so they just feel that they can't quite, they have to put aside so much time, and at some point their eyeballs are going to roll back in their head. So that's one of the issues. And they said, well, Doug said, does it happen more often in families than not? And I said, well, you know, I think it can happen anywhere. And I'll tell you the example I gave him in a moment. But I don't want to keep Lynn waiting. I told her that if she calls at the beginning of the hour, that she would have minimum wait and maximum time. So let me make sure that I keep my promises. Lynn, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I moved about 6 years to a place, and recently about 7 months ago, about 8 months ago, I guess, met someone. We lived together, and for the most part, there are just a lot of adjustments because he hasn't been in a long-term relationship before.
Okay.
And then I'm calling you about one of those adjustments.
Okay. All right, so let me understand this. Sure. You moved. What was the six-year move? So you're living in some place that you hadn't previously lived?
Exactly. It is kind of relevant to the story, so that's why I thought I would mention it. Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay, well, why don't you go ahead, and if I need more information, I'll ask where this would go along.
Okay, so I'm in my early 40s. He's almost 50. And, so I met him, like I said, 8 months ago. And there were, I'll just dive right into it. At the very beginning, there were a lot of, he's grown up here and he's very well networked. And when I mean networked, I mean like sort of high society type networking, going to balls, going to all these different, events. You know, really it's about don't not invite this person because this person knows these three other people. And if you don't like this person, then these three other people will know. And it's very, connected, intertwined,
yeah, sometimes just, people use the word incestuous, but we don't necessarily have to use that word. Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. But it's really, you're not free, in my opinion, to kind of be like in New York City, for example, you have a certain anonymity or something, but here, not at all.
Okay. So is it a small town, or is it just because he's involved?
No, it's very big.
Okay.
It's very big, but we live, in a suburb of it, but we're going to, like, these bigger events.
Okay.
So 8 months ago, he was best man at this couple's wedding. This woman married, the woman that I'd like to speak about, married her husband, at his words, based on my partner's words, based on his last name and his what he would inherit, basically.
Wow.
They got married very fast. They got married in 4 months, or engaged in 3, and they were married the month later. It was a huge wedding, like the full stop. Everyone that was important was there. I'll just give you this background.
Okay.
And, yeah, his mother, for example, knows, her mother knows the people that he will inherit this wealth from, her husband will inherit this wealth from. It's so incestuous. It's really, like, and, yeah, so, but the problem is that they had problems in their relationship. So she was always calling my partner. And then, and kind of complaining about her husband to my partner. And then when, but I, from what I understand, based on other people's comments, but I have not mentioned it to anyone because I'm not that stupid. Stupid in other ways, but not that stupid. And he, but other people have also mentioned this, like, why is she telling everyone before a party how awful her husband is? You know, so we all get there, and then it's like this kind of awkwardness because we're all supposed to, like, think she's this great, like, saint person that showed up despite her horrible husband, or she had a dinner party despite her horrible husband. And it's just very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And anyway, when my partner and I met, as in any beginning of a relationship, he didn't drop his friends by any stretch of the imagination, but it's just, you have less time.
Sure.
There's only 24 hours in a day.
Sure.
And the first time I met her, we were out on a boat. Everything was fine. It seemed not, you know, it was only for like an hour, and I just, you know, you have to meet this person. So I met her. And her name is Marie, so I met her, and then, yeah, no big deal. And the next weekend or something, she asked if we would like to meet for dinner, and my partner and I had already planned to have dinner together, so he said, no, we're going to have a romantic dinner, blah, blah, blah. Then she had a dinner party after that, about a month later, and as soon as my partner picked me up from my apartment, he said, yeah, Marie, she called me again, and I guess now Ulysses does not want to have doesn't want to have the party, and they almost had to cancel it, and she's on the phone crying, and da-da-da-da. And then I get to the party, everything seems to be fine, and everyone else seems to know about this, though, as well.
And, well, it sounds like Marie is, among other things, kind of a drama queen, but... And there may or may not be some bipolarity there, but I mean, do we know how old Marie is, more or less? It sounds like she's pretty young.
She's not. She's 2 years younger than I am. So I'm 44, and she's, well, maybe she's 41 or 42.
Is this a first marriage for Marie?
Yes.
Okay. Is it first marriage for her husband?
No, second.
Okay.
And that's another thing. I mean, I really am not the kind of person. I know it's like, you know, their little world's going to go on with or without me. I know the solution's going to have to come from me. But I'm just trying to, like, give you an overview of what's going on.
Get me to the point, and then we can go backward if we need it, so I don't get lost in the details.
Okay, so the next thing is there was a ball, and it was a very informal ball, more like a dance. And she was... running it. So there's about 200 people there. And she's hobnobbing with only the important people. Not my partner, not me, just, you know, the really super important people. Then at 2:00 in the morning, she comes around and she says, oh, can I get a picture? Well, I've been dancing all night. So, like, I just said, no, please not, because I don't want it on Facebook, you know? And then about a week later, I guess because my partner is not as in touch with her anymore, she says, I'm trying to cut her. And that he should basically, you know.
He said this.
I am like this big problem.
She said this to him.
Yes. And then, of course, he came and reported it to me.
Well, he's a doofus.
Mistake from him.
Yes, he's
a
doofus.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. He should never have said anything. Okay. So where are we
so
today?
Then we went over. So then there's this big tension, and we went to another party. She ignored me. We went to another party. Her husband, like, literally dragged her over to say hello to me because she will not acknowledge me. And there's another factor to it. We're both tall, attractive, from what I understand, blonde, and now I'm kind of interfering on her turf.
All right, so let me put you on hold, and we'll come back.
Yeah.
See if you can get a specific question to me, and then we'll go back over some of the details, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. Stay tuned. We'll get the cotillion worked out. Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am here to help with whatever it is that's on your mind, 855-99-37569. We're talking with Lynn, who moved to a place about 6 years ago, and but she's dating a dude. Are you guys living together at this moment? Sounds like not. Manny, you have to put her back on the air. There's you.
Hello?
There you are. Okay. So are you guys living together at this moment? Lynn?
Yeah, sorry. There was like a problem with the... I didn't hear anything. What, please?
Are you living together at this moment? Sounds
yes.
like not.
Yeah.
Oh, you are. Okay.
Yes,
so,
we are.
She's living with a dude who's kind of in the inner circle, and he has, it sounds like a childhood friend or something, but he was the best man at their wedding. They've been married for about 8 months, and she calls and complains to him about her husband, as well as complaining to other people about her husband. So what specifically is the question to me at this particular juncture?
They've been married for about 5 years. I've been dating my partner for about 8 months.
Okay, I thought that this was a recent marriage as well. Okay.
No. So I guess this whole thing with the dynamics with her relationship has been going on for a very long time.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So the specific question is, now there's another ball, and the problem is really my relationship, I think, and not this person. But I wanted to give you the whole scoop. And he's organizing, my partner's organizing two tables of eight. And,
okay.
of course, she wants to sit with all of these people, even though I've met some of these people and I thought, oh, I could sit with, you know, Doris and Bob and da-da-da-da. But no, she wants to sit with them because I guess they're, like, for her, you know, for not to be sarcastic, but for social climbing purposes, they are important for her. So she wants to sit with them. So he says, well, then she has to sit with them. And the problem I'm having with that is it's like he's not giving me the consideration, but it's whatever she wants. And
well, what do you want?
He said,
well, wait a minute. What do you want?
I would like a woman should be able to be there and ask for this stuff, but that he says, I check with my partner first. I have to ask what Sue would like to do.
Well, but this is wait. First of all, this is his deal. This isn't a party that the two of you are planning jointly. It's not a social engagement where someone's calling up and say, "Can you come for dinner?" Because then I think your chagrin would be appropriate. That one of the things that you do when someone invites you for a social engagement is say, "I need to check with my partner." That isn't what this is. This is something that he is organizing. This is completely his. And, I mean, first of all, he would be a fool at this moment to ask you what you wanted because he realizes he's going to feel like a wishbone where you're going to have one leg and she's going to have the other. And I think you're not playing it right. That, because it's going to put him in an impossible situation. She is who she is, and you don't have to be her best friend, although I think that sort of making some overture to be at least superficially friendly to her, I mean, you can sort of think terrible thoughts.
I did that on Sunday, and now she's not returning his calls. I did some stupid
issue.
I wasn't too stupid. I wasn't fake. I was really genuine.
Well, but what? Listen, you're.
Because I really
look,
tried.
The important person in this triangle is not her. It's you. It's you and your partner. And this is a new relationship. Whatever else is going on for them, it's been going on for a very long time. And your job is to not put him in an impossible situation because you lose. I mean, and that she is who she is, and there's probably a part of him that is flattered by the attention. But whatever that dynamic is, it's been going on for a very long time. So you're the newbie. Your job is, I mean, presumably not to be threatened by her. She's not, you don't think your partner has any romantic inclination toward her, do you?
Yes, of course. And that was the other part. That's why I tried to say about, like, as far as kind
well,
of going
but,
the background.
But but none of the background included that at all. If you think
no,
that your partner.
I mean, she just tries to.
No. That isn't what I said. Listen,
yes.
listen
yes.
to me. Listen to the question. Don't make the assumption about what the question is, because. I'm saying, I didn't ask if she has any romantic inclinations toward him. I said, does he have any romantic inclinations toward her?
In the past, he always wanted to marry her, yeah.
But do you think he does now?
That's the problem.
Well, no, but that's a yes or no. Either you think he does or you think he doesn't.
Well, he can't marry her because she's married.
Well,
but
But I mean, do you think so if she became... If let me ask you the question.
Yes, I think he would want to marry her, yes.
Well, then you have two choices, really. You can clear out with the idea being who needs to play second fiddle, that he's going to be carrying a torch for her forever, and it's going to make you feel like chopped liver. Or you can decide that regardless of, you know, that maybe if your first boyfriend showed up, you would still have some feelings toward him, but it's not realistic, it's not probable, and it's not that your current friend is chopped liver or second choice, it's just that he is who he is, and that's who you want to be with right now, and you would suck it up. So you have to decide if you want this guy. Because if you want this guy, you're playing it exactly wrong. If you don't care about this guy, then do whatever you want and perhaps be honest with him and say, you know, I know the two of you had a relationship that happened well before you even knew that I existed. But it seems to me that if you had a choice, if she were available, that you would choose her, not me. And that's not comfortable for me, or I can't live with that or whatever. And then keep still and see what he says. But there, you certainly wouldn't be the first person who was in love with somebody, or somebody was in love with you, and they had been in love with somebody previously, and they fantasized about them, and, you know, if only. But if onlys are just fantasies. So you need to decide how committed you are to this dude. If you're committed to this dude, then stop being such a silly person, because you're putting him in the middle, and you're making yourself look petty and small. She may be a lunatic. She may have no interest in him. Obviously, she had the choice at one point of marrying him or the guy that she was with, and apparently he doesn't have enough jingle in his jeans for her, or for whatever. So he may fantasize that sooner or later she'll come back to him, but it sounds like it ain't going to happen. So the question is, how do you feel about him? Not how does he feel about her, not how does she feel about him, but how do you feel about him? If you love this guy, and at 8 months, it may be a little unclear, then stop being such a pain in the neck. And when somebody wants to take a picture of you at a party, if it was your best friend who said, Lynn, can I take a picture? You'd let her take a picture. And yeah, you know, when you've been dancing, you're all sweaty and you're not as cute. But you would have done it for somebody that you liked. And she was correct.
Well,
in assuming
I would have done
that.
It for someone I trust. Yeah.
Well, but I mean.
And wouldn't post a bad picture of me. Yeah.
Well, but I mean, bad pictures show up all the time. People can take pictures of you without knowing it. So if you'd liked her, I mean, look, let's be honest. I mean, she's not your best friend. You're not really going to accommodate her. And it was kind of, you know, if somebody comes up and asks if they can take your picture, the answer is basically sure. Because who cares? I mean, who even cares if it's on Facebook? Let me put you on hold. Let's walk you through this a little bit more. Because I need you to understand, you know, what your choices are here, and depending on what your goal is here, what your mission statement is. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jerry Stone.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
We'll be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Lynn, who's really facing a dilemma that's not unusual. If you asked maybe 100 women in the United States today if Tom Brady came and knocked on their door and said, gee, can you spend the night with me? There are probably a lot that would be tempted. That doesn't mean that they're going to leave their husbands or they don't love their husbands or significant others or boyfriends. It just means that some people are fantasy figures, and it's not even clear if he showed up that they would do that, but they fantasize about it because there's always somebody. Look, being in a relationship by definition may, if you look up relationships in the dictionary, they're going to have a synonym of abrasion, because living with somebody on a day-to-day basis, I mean, they snore sometimes, they chew with their mouth open, they leave the vagina up, they shave their legs or don't shave their legs. I mean, the living with somebody on a day-to-day basis requires something more than a superficial fascination with somebody. It really requires, because you're going to know beyond the superficial, and the question is that valuable or not? So, my dear, what I'm saying to you at this moment, and 8 months is usually right around the cusp where you figure that this is a keeper or not a keeper. If this is the man you want, as far as I'm concerned, it's okay to have a discussion that say that says, not you should have checked with me before you talked with her, because this was his event. But I need to know that that I loom larger in your scheme than she does. And I know the two of you have a prior relationship, but I don't want to be number two behind her. And if it's always going to be that case, I guess I need to know now. But that's a pretty risky proposition because you don't know what he's going to say. If you really want this guy, if this is the guy that you're sure of, then I might say, I wouldn't ask that same question. I would probably say, fellow, look, if you're talking about a long-term relationship with me, you at least have to pretend that I'm number one. And then let him explain that you are or you are not. If you don't, if you're beginning to have second thoughts, hopefully the second thoughts aren't primarily or even exclusively or exclusively or even primarily based on her. Because there's always going to be somebody. There's going to be somebody at work or a high school girlfriend or somebody that his mother thought he should have married or an ex-wife. There's always going to be somebody. So it's not the issue. And you are easily getting distracted by this woman who is very manipulative. And I'm sure that she's delighted that she's upset you. Not necessarily because she's evil, but because she's just manipulative. And she clearly, she's a drama queen. She loves having everybody pay attention to her. And the fact that she views you as a competitor, the fact that the two of you are two tall, good-looking blondes is part of it. But part of it may be that you know, before she's always been able to treat your husband or your boyfriend as kind of in the on deck circle. And now my guess is one of the reasons that she's not being very nice to you is she realizes that she has lost her little fantasy love here who was always there for her. And which is a statement of his commitment to you. But you need to focus not on her. She's the irrelevancy, but on him. If this is the guy you want, don't play it the way you're playing it because it just makes you look petty and small.
Mm-hmm.
You hear what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
And for her, all you have to do is just pretend that she is just, you know, if she says, if she cuts you, just say, you look lovely tonight. I mean, do whatever you need to do to just neutralize her. And you don't even need to neutralize her. All you have to do is make sure that you're not obviously her enemy, because that really puts somebody that you care about right smack dab in the middle. And that's not very smart.
Right, and that's on Sunday. She had her daughter's birthday party, and I really did that, and I was really genuine about it. I mean, I'm not a fake person, so I had to like just find topics that we could kind of connect on. And so I brought up a few topics, and I talked to her about it. I said, "Oh, that's really great," or I was very complimentary, or "Oh, I like that what you made. How do you, you know, very very nice." And then it's I don't know what I'm dealing with here, but then after that, she's now ignoring my partner's calls to her.
But that's between the two of them. That's not your problem.
I know, but the thing is that it then comes to the point where then it's somehow something I've done when I know I've done nothing.
Well, but
nothing.
But you
didn't.
She really you didn't
like us to break up. It seems, you know.
Well,
that's how
I think.
Across.
You're probably correct, but that's, again, she's not the issue. And you can say, and I would be honest with your partner, because while you didn't do anything Sunday, you certainly have a history of doing stuff. So while Sunday you were blameless, there's a whole history of saying, no, you can't take my picture. One time.
At 2:00 in the morning when we were going
Lynn,
home and after
Lynn,
we were
Lynn,
studying.
Lynn,
yeah,
Lynn,
I mean, that's my history.
Lynn, you're missing the point here, and I don't know if you're missing it on purpose or you've just taken a stance. The stance that you've taken isn't viable. It won't get you any place.
I got that.
Okay.
But
right.
I don't have a history
so,
of offending her at all.
Well, from her point of view, you
one time I didn't want my picture taken, but I said that to other people, and they're my best friends. Or
Lynn,
you know?
Lynn, you're missing the point. And being angry with me is a waste of time. It's not, you know, it doesn't buy anything. I mean, it doesn't cost you anything because I'm patient, but it doesn't buy anything. I mean, I'm not your enemy.
No, I'm not trying to buy anything. I'm just saying that it's not a history is what I'm trying to communicate. It was
from your partner's point. From your partner's point of view, it is. From her point of view, it is.
Yeah, and then I think your point is really right, that I think I figured out that this is not the right guy for me, because I don't want a place that can fiddle with someone for the rest of my life. And I think that's fine.
If
a relationship, but if a relationship really crumbles because I tell someone, please don't take a picture of me, I wasn't bitchy about it.
But Lynn, you're focusing on the wrong stuff. When you say to him, why didn't you check with me before you went along with her on the seating? I mean, look, you don't like this woman. You view her as a threat. She views you as a threat. I'm saying it's not the way to make the judgment.
Yeah.
You just need to decide if this is the guy you want. And if you're willing to leave him, then I'd be honest with him. I'd say, because you have nothing to lose at that moment. If you've decided, you know, this isn't viable for me, I'm not willing to go through even another month where I feel like he's going to opt for whatever she wants independent of what I want. And if that's the case, I mean, if you're willing to walk away from him, then I'd be willing. I think you should be willing to sit down and say to him, here's the deal. You know, that I know you guys have been friends, but it always, you know, you make me feel like her wishes are more important than mine. And I do have the sense that if she became available, I'd be toast. So, and then shut up and see what he says. And he may say, look, I'll always love her. At which point, you know, that may be your exit line. And if he says, oh, no, that's ridiculous. You know, you're the one I care about. You're so easy to get along with. And, you know, I just don't want her to have a hissy fit or he's my best friend or whatever. But let him make this his problem, not yours. If you're willing to walk away from him, then tell him why and then let him sort it out. And either he will or he won't. And if he does, then you've got a relationship on a completely different footing. If he doesn't, maybe you're right. But just make sure before you do this that that's where you are. Don't do a knee-jerk response, because it's hard to walk, you know, it's hard to mend it after it's been upset like that. But if that's where you are, and again, if you'd been together for a couple of years, I'd say, well, there's something else going on here. But, you know, 8 to 9 to 12 months is when we decide that, yeah, this is a keeper or not. And it sounds like there's a real problem here. And if you really feel that, you know what, maybe I dodged a bullet here, then tell him and then let him convince you. And if he can't convince you, then you've already made your decision. But just make sure that that's really where you are. And it's not going to feel good either way. I mean, but you've got nothing to lose at this moment. If it feels so disruptive and so disrespectful that it literally brings you to tears. I mean, you're not a child. You're not 14, and you're not having a hissy fit. It's really upsetting to you. Then tell him. But make sure that you are, in fact, that's where you are. And then let him worry about it. Let it be his problem.
I think it just takes, for me, the you know, I'm excited about relationships and everything. And I came home 2 days ago, and I brought... You know, he was looking for something in the store, and I thought, oh, well, even though I really can't afford to buy, like, tons of little things all the time, I do that. And I bought this, and there's this present, and then he comes home, and he's like, oh, and now Marie called, and now she wants this, and now she wants that, and now she wants this. And then I'm sitting there looking at this present and thinking, I'm, like, a fool. So
I hear. Listen. I went on away for a romantic weekend with a guy for the first time. He bought me a candle and borrowed my credit card to buy a $200 cape for one of his friends. And it really told me everything I needed to know. You just have to be willing to look at it. All right? Stay on if you need some more help. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglaze Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio. We should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 5599-37569. Good time to call. Oops, I think I just somehow lost my email page. 855-993-7569. All right, today in history. Today is a pretty political day in history, which is kind of interesting. Today in 1890, the United Mine Workers was founded in Columbus, Ohio. There you go.
Interesting.
Yeah. 1917, Woodrow Wilson of the still neutral United States called for peace without victory in Europe. Didn't we say something like that in Vietnam?
just declare a unilateral victory and leave.
Yeah.
Didn't work then either.
Nope.
1946, the CIA, which was actually called the CIG, the Central Intelligence Group.
The SIG?
The SIG, yeah, exactly. Which was the OSS before then.
Mm-hmm.
In 1947, the first commercial television station west of the Mississippi began operating in Hollywood, KTLA.
Mm-hmm.
So, see, New York was ahead of the curve on that one. Did you know anything about this guy? He's called the Mad Bomber, George P. Metesky.
I'd never heard of him.
Was arrested in Waterbury, Connecticut, and charged with planting more than 30 bombs. Mm. You know, we think of this kind of terrorism as being very modern, right?
Yeah.
1957.
Wow.
Right?
And it said he was charged with planting more than 30 bombs. Now, does that mean that all 30 of those bombs actually went off, or did they catch them
and
discover the location of some of them?
Well, let's see what happens when we Google this and find out what happened. Speaking of which, 1968, Apollo lifted off for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the Mad Bomber terrorized New York City for 16 years in the 40s and 50s.
Man.
With explosives that he planted in theaters, terminals, libraries, and offices.
Wow.
Bombs were left in phone booths, storage lockers, and restroom in public buildings. Sound pretty familiar? Including Grand Central Terminal, Pennsylvania Station, Radio City Music Hall, the New York Public Library, the Port Authority Bus Terminal, and the RCA Building, as well as the New York City Subway.
God,
he bombed movie theaters where he cut into seat upholstery and slipped his explosive devices inside. Angry and resentful about events surrounding a workplace injury, suffered years earlier, he planted at least 33 bombs, of which 22 exploded, injuring 15 people.
That is scary.
Yeah, and this was like,
this is...
He lived until 1994.
Mm-hmm.
He lived to be 91 years old.
And you said he did this over the course of 16 years?
Yeah, 16 years in the 40s and 50s. He was apprehended based on early use of offender profiling and clues given in letters he wrote to newspaper. He was found legally insane and committed to a state mental hospital.
Mm. Wow.
But I didn't know anything about that.
I've never heard of this at all.
No. And, I mean, it sounds so modern and so scary.
Yeah.
As I said, Apollo 5 liftoff, the first lunar module into space. The Apple Macintosh, the first consumer computer to popularize the mouse and the graphic user interface, is introduced during Super Bowl 18 with a 1984 commercial. I remember that commercial. It was in 1984.
Mm-hmm.
Remember George C. Orwell? Pennsylvania politician R. Bud Dwyer shoots and kills himself during a televised press conference leading to debates on boundaries in journalism.
Now, I'm too young to remember that, obviously, but I've actually seen the video. It's on certain websites and everything. And it's,
really?
Yeah, it's, man.
Scary. Remember Network, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take this anymore?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much that was sort of taken from that or not.
Yeah.
I mean, what these kinds of things, I mean, one of the reasons I like doing this is, we have so little historical insight in this country because we're such a new country.
Yeah.
But a lot of the things that have happened that we view as cataclysmic, the end of civilization as we know it, have happened before.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Kobe Bryant in 2006 scored 81 points in an NBA game versus the Toronto Raptors, the second highest total in NBA history.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know this. In 2002, Kmart became the largest retailer in the U.S. history to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection.
Hmm.
Did you know that they filed for bankruptcy?
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
I remember being a kid, and my mom used to take me and my sister to Kmart a lot when we were kids.
Well, but Kmart still exists.
Yeah.
So they came out of bankruptcy, I guess.
Yeah. Huh. Wow.
In 1992, this is a tip of our space shuttle hat to Dr. Roberta Bondair, became the first Canadian woman and the first neurologist in space.
Cool.
And Robert Tappan Morris was convicted of releasing the 1988 Internet computer worm.
Hmm.
So there you go.
There it is.
All sorts of things, yeah. But, I mean, the Mad Bomber, There was also, it turns out, that because I went to the Spy Museum, which I highly recommend in Washington, D.C., most of the museums in D.C. are free. The Spy Museum is not, but it's very worthwhile.
Okay.
And that it's got, that there was this guy who bombed New York Harbor and Wall Street, like in the 1800s. So the idea of sort of terrorism is, I guess, as old as human history in some ways. It's,
right.
Yeah. Hmm. All right, so what have I got here? Like about 2 minutes. This one kind of makes you believe that maybe we're moving in the right direction as human beings. A Denver bakery refuses to decorate a cake with a gay slur.
Gosh.
There you go. There was a big controversy. I think it was actually in New York because there was a bakery that did genitalia. And there was a big controversy about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently lifelike. What can I tell you? A father outs a racist bullying father in the YouTube video.
Yeah, that's in Minnesota, actually.
Yeah.
Of the woods.
Is that true? Yeah. A McDonald's is being sued over a racist franchise. Well, you know, these kind of things make me feel a little bit better because it sort of says that people, first of all, are talking about it, aware of it, and not willing to put up with it as much.
Yeah, I thought those two stories were interesting since yesterday we were just talking about race.
About racism in America, yeah.
It's interesting.
A typical American smoker burns up at least $1 million during their lifetimes.
Gosh. That's
that's like, a reason to quit.
Yeah. I mean, that's almost unfathomable. I mean, that's just...
Yeah, it is.
That much money on cigarettes.
On something that's so terrible for you.
Yeah.
There's a really alarming article about childhood obesity, and what they're saying is by the year 2030, that the major health issue in the world, worldwide, will be obesity, which, if you think about it, is really bizarre because the famine is such a major problem in so much of the world. But they're saying in the next 15 years that obesity will be the number one health hazard. More than Alzheimer's. They're also saying, if you read the rest of the article, which is that childhood obesity is even more dangerous than adult obesity because the child's brain is still developing and that it actually shrinks the brain.
Wow.
So, yeah. Mm. All right, so we've got the two greatest motivators for students are pain and gain. What a surprise. Pleasant and unpleasant. All righty, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.